"If you are who you claim, why have you not killed me?" she asked, fear and uncertainty burning in every pore.
"I was expecting to kill someone else tonight."
His sharp, animal eyes surveyed the room, searching for some hint of the person he'd come to slaughter.
"Whose room is this?"
"There is no one here but me," she informed him. But his heated gaze swung in her direction and compelled her to answer the question more thoroughly. "If you are looking for Lieutenant Colonel Richard Bennett, I am sorry to disappoint you, but he is away from the fort."
"Where?"
"I don't know exactly." He studied her face through the moonlight.
"Are you his whore?"
"I beg your pardon?"
"If you are, I might slice your head off right now and leave it here in a box on the table for him to admire when he returns."
A nightmarish queasiness churned through her belly as she imagined her head in a box. Where would he put the rest of her? Would he toss her headless body out of the window? She struggled to breathe evenly, in and out. "I am not Colonel Bennett's whore. I am his betrothed. My father was a colonel in the English army, and the 5th Duke of Winslow. So if you mean to kill me, sir, be done with it. I am not afraid of you." It was a bald-faced lie, but she would not let him see her cower. Something in his face changed. One large, strong hand squeezed the handle of his axe, and he lifted it to rest on the edge of the bed. She found herself staring mutely down at the dangerous hook at its tip, which was pressing against her thigh. She noted the huge broadsword in the scabbard at his side, and the flintlock pistol in his belt.
"Get up," he commanded, poking her. "I want to look at you."
Amelia swallowed, over a sickening knot of fear in her throat. Did he mean to ravish and abuse her before he killed her? God help them both if he tried. He poked her harder, so she carefully folded the covers aside and slid her legs over the edge of the bed, eyes fixed on his, one hand clutching the neckline of her shift. She stood.
"Come closer," he commanded.
As she moved forward, she noted that his face was drawn from elegantly sculpted contours and sharp, flawless angles, and his eyes unveiled a passionate fury, the likes of which she had never seen before. There was a spellbinding intensity there, and it gripped her by the throat, held her captive in its power.